We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed imam was the sixth imam amongst the 12 imams of the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was the successor divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, the successor to both the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as well as the Commander of the Believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was a great, intelligent, genius figure who held a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. He also improved the public life of the general masses and enhanced human thought, and took human thought to levels never before reached. This was achieved, of course, by many means, including the advanced technological discoveries and inventions that were put forth by the divinely appointed imam. It is widely and commonly related that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was amongst those who discovered oxygen, and it was His Eminence who declared that air was not a simple element as it was known before, but rather it was composed of various elements. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So what an honor it is to be speaking about the dialogues of the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So there is this conversation or this dialogue that occurs between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and one of His Eminence's students by the name of Abdul Aziz ibn Muhtadi. So Abdul Aziz, he asks Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about halal and haram income and provision. So Abdul Aziz was a merchant who was living in relative hardship and difficulties. He came once to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and asked, "O my master, Mola, I earn halal sustenance with great difficulty. Meanwhile, my friend, who sells wine, of course, which is haram, makes more money than I do every single day. He has a big house and a nice ride. Why is the one who eats halal poor and the one who eats haram rich? This does not seem consistent with Allah's justice." The Imam alayhi salam replied, "O Abdul Aziz, do you know that if that person who sells wine has peace at night or not? Do you know the inner state of his life? How many people with haram forbidden wealth suffer from diseases and theft and fire that destroys their property? Haram forbidden has no blessing or barakah. Moreover, contentment, satisfaction, qana'a, with halal and permissible money is better than luxury with haram money. If halal is little, it gives you energy and peace within. If you have 50 million of halal money, you will feel rich. But a person who eats haram with even 500 million still feels poor because of the fear of losing this. Abdul Aziz found peace and tranquility and decided to stick to his halal provision, even if it came with some poverty. Of course, here we learn that wealth without barakah, wealth which does not have blessings with it, is really like salty water that only increases our thirst. Its appearance is good, but its inner is completely rotten and corrupt. And we learn that sometimes poverty can be a blessing in order to keep a person from becoming attached to the world and to be able to focus on the afterlife and the hereafter, the eternal life. And finally, provision and rizq and sustenance is not only money. Peace, health, family togetherness are also among the greatest forms of divine provision and sustenance and rizq, which many a times is completely deprived from the eater of haram. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
Abu Ja'far al-Mansur was a person, 24 years he ruled the Ummah, and he established the Abbasid dynasty in Baghdad. But as every politician, he's worried about internal revolts and threats. And who's his biggest threat? The very people that they promised, if you join, you will be given. And they betrayed them. And that is the Ahlul Bayt. So his biggest threat is who? Ja'far al-Sadiq. And so he is very worried. And there's a lot of, you know, notion here. They wanted Ja'far al-Sadiq to revolt, but Ja'far al-Sadiq refused. They wanted him, just like his uncle, go and do this, go. He refused to do that. And at one point in time, Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, don't get confused, there, Ja'far al-Sadiq and Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, both Ja'far. Abu Ja'far is the Khalifa, Ja'far is the guy we're talking about. At one point, Abu Ja'far swore to Allah that all of this talk of Ja'far al-Sadiq, I'm going to execute him, get rid of all of this fitna. So he sent the emissaries, go bring him from Medina, go bring him to me. So Ja'far al-Sadiq traveled from Medina to Baghdad. And Abu Ja'far had made an oath to Allah, I shall execute this person because of the threat, because the power, because of the popularity. And the guards mention that they prepared for the execution. And Ja'far al-Sadiq, the morning of the interview or the morning of the meeting, he wore his kafan inside of his thawb. That this is, khalas, I'm going to be gone. He wore his shroud because when you're executed in that way, they don't give you a dignified burial. So they just do so. He wore his shroud and he made special dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guards say, we saw him move his tongue and raise his lips before entering the palace. And when he entered the palace, lo and behold, Abu Ja'far al-Mansur did a 180. And rather than show anger, rather than threaten him, he stood up to greet him. He hugged him, kissed him, and he brought him onto the, so the Khulafa of the Abbasids, they had a big couch they would sit on. So he brought him on his own couch. And he said to him, my dear cousin, because they are cousins, because Abu Ja'far al-Mansur is the descendant of Ibn Abbas, and Ja'far al-Sadiq is descendant of Ali radiallahu anhu, and they're cousins. So they're cousins, literally the same. They're both Hashim, they're both descendants of Abdul Muttalib. So cousin, anything I can do for you, anything you want. And Ja'far al-Sadiq said that the people of Medina are complaining that you're not giving them their dues and whatnot, so please give them their dues. I'm coming from Medina. He didn't ask anything for himself. So he immediately ordered, go ahead and give them the supplies. And he gifted him massive gifts, and he then honored him on his way out. Somebody said to the Khalifa, didn't you promise, you swore to Allah you would execute and have his head on the ground? You swore to Allah that his head would not remain on his neck. How could you do this? He said, when he entered upon me, I had this niyyah, but when he entered upon me, my heart was filled with an awe. My heart was filled with a haybah, a respect, and I could not be rude to him. I had to show him honor and respect.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.